Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Have you ever started a project, assignment, or job with a sudden burst of enthusiasm, only to be slowed down by the first obstacle and stop short of your goal by perhaps continuing obstacles or roadblocks? If so, congratulations, you're average. But you don't have to stay that way. Those who rise above the crowd are the ones who go the extra mile, and while others are relaxing in front of the TV or surfing the internet. The strength of a person's character and drive to success is determined by whether or not they can finish what they started. Employees who complete the task are more highly valued than those who, though they made a valiant effort, nevertheless failed to complete the project. The one by whom every effort, thought, and action, how they should be measured, was the finisher.
John 4, verse 34 in the New Living Translation. Then Jesus explained, "My nourishment comes from doing the will of God, who sent me, and from finishing his work."
Not only was Jesus a finisher, but he made us that way as well.
That's right. In Philippians 1, verse 6 in the New Living Translation, it says, "And I am certain that God, who began the good work within you, will continue his work until it is finally finished on the day when Christ Jesus returns."
On Judgment Day, we want to be able to say the words found in 2 Timothy 4:7 in the Classic Amplified Bible.
"I have fought the good, worthy, honorable, and noble fight. I have finished the race. I have kept firmly held the faith."
You know, one of my favorite stories, honey, is something that happened at the 1968 Olympics in Mexico City. Shared this before, but I love this story. Tanzania's John Stephen Akwari, with his right leg bandaged and bloodied, staggered into the stadium more than an hour after the winner had crossed the finish line. He said afterwards, "My country didn't send me 5,000 miles to start the race. They sent me 5,000 miles to finish the race."
Amen. 2 Corinthians 8, verse 11 in the Living Bible says, "Having started the ball rolling so enthusiastically, you should carry this project through to completion, just as gladly, giving whatever you can out of whatever you have. Let your enthusiastic idea at the start be equaled by your realistic action now."
That's an amazing scripture. And in that scripture, 2 Corinthians 8:11, Living Bible, are the keys that we're going to talk about today. For instance, it starts with number one, start the ball rolling. The most difficult part of any assignment is getting started. I'm thinking about starting. It's not starting. I'm making a commitment to start. It's not starting. I'm going to start. It's not starting. Mark Twain, the American humorist and author, once said, "The secret of getting ahead is getting started."
James 1, verse 22 in the Classic Amplified Bible. "But prove yourselves doers of the word, actively and continually obeying God's precepts, and not merely listeners who hear the word but fail to internalize its meaning, deluding yourselves by unsound reasoning contrary to the truth."
Getting started is actively and continually doing what you said you were going to do. A few minutes ago, I only shared part of a Mark Twain quote when I said the secret of getting ahead is getting started. But listen to the remainder of the Twain quote. "The secret of getting started is breaking your complex, overwhelming task into small, manageable tasks and then starting on the first one." I want you to think about that quote, because getting started means you got a plan and you're planning to work it now. Second key in that scripture was This is something you must do. We can't effectively delegate getting started. It's something we must do. God is looking for people to get things done. He's looking for those who will finish what they started. Throughout recorded history, God changed the world using one person. He's done it many times before, and as surely as night follows day, he'll do it again. For instance, when he wanted to give the children of Israel a deliverer, he gave the assignment to Moses. When he wanted to help the children of Israel enter the promised land, he gave the job to Joshua. When he wanted to teach a message of faithfulness and honor, he gave the appointment to Ruth. When he wanted to show that anybody, even someone who had no confidence in themselves, could defeat the Midianites, he picked Gideon. When he wanted to prevent the Jews from being exterminated, he gave the challenge to Esther. When he wanted to give every person breathing on planet Earth the opportunity for an abundant life now, an eternal life later, he asked Jesus, his only begotten Son. Now God is waiting to use you. Yes, you. This assignment is something you must do, a job that you must finish.
Psalm 90, verse 17 in the New International Version. And may the Lord our God show us his approval and make our efforts successful. Yes, our efforts successful.
Number three, be enthusiastic in what you're doing. From the moment your eyes open in the morning until they close at night, serve the Lord your God with enthusiasm.
Ephesians 6, verse 7 in the New Living Translation says, work with enthusiasm as though you were working for the Lord rather than for people.
Here are three power thoughts. We've shared them before, but we're going to do it again to help you understand more clearly what enthusiasm really means. First, the last four letters of the word enthusiasm, or I-A-S-M, which could stand for I am soul myself. You got to believe in what you're doing. Second, according to Latin and Greek dictionaries, the word enthusiasm literally means God within. When we can allow the greater one within us to stir our greatest desire for excellence, we'll have all the motivation we need. And third, enthusiasm is one of the six things that God wants us to excel at.
2 Corinthians 8, verse 7 in the New Living Translation tells us, since you excel in so many ways in your faith, your gifted speakers, your knowledge, your enthusiasm, and your love from us, I want you to excel also in this gracious act of giving.
There are five strong keys in that we ought to focus on. We encourage you to read 2 Corinthians 8, 7, and if possible, read it in the Living Bible, but any translation will do. Number four, continue your assignment until it's completed.
Isaiah 55, verse 11 in the Message Bible says, so will the words that come out of my mouth not come back empty-handed. They will do the work I sent them to do. They'll complete the assignment I gave them.
God is so good. He's given each of us precious promises from his word, which enlightens, enables, empowers, and energizes each of us toward the assignment that he's given us. So God promises. God gives promises. Hallelujah. God gives promises which we must act on to achieve the assignment that he's given us. Truth of the matter, God has provided us with the perfect plan to activate his promises as we act on our assignment from him. As we renew our minds with the word of God, his perfect plan begins to manifest in our daily lives. And to that, we ought to say, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Number five, do what you can with what you got. One of my favorite quotes from President Theodore Roosevelt, who once said, do what you can with what you have, where you are. We should always start where we are and start with what we've got at that moment. We must know that we have the God-given ability to perform at a level we never previously thought possible. In fact, I encourage you to write that down. God has given you an ability to perform at a level you never previously thought possible with unique opportunities that you've yet to see.
Romans 12, verse 6 in the Living Bible says, God has given each of us the ability to do certain things well. This empowerment is a gift from the Holy Spirit. In 2 Timothy 1, verse 14 in the Living Bible says, guard well the splendid God-given ability you received as a gift from the Holy Spirit who lives within you.
Number 6. Be motivated throughout the process. It's the best way to say it. What motivates you to do what you do? Or for that matter, to not do what you know you should be doing? Take time to sit down and write out what will motivate you to finish what you've started.
Hebrews 10, verse 24 in the New Living Translation says, let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works.
Hallelujah. Les Brown, the motivational speaker, said, life takes on meaning when you become motivated, set goals, and charge after them in an unstoppable manner. Let me say that again. Life takes on meaning when you become motivated, set goals, and charge after them in an unstoppable manner. Number 7. Take realistic action every day.
1 John 3, verse 18 in the Classic Amplified Bible. Little children, believers, dear ones, let us not love merely in theory, with word or with tongue, giving lip service to compassion, but in action and in truth, in practice and in sincerity, because practical acts of love are more than words.
The last phrase in 1 John 3:18 in the New Living Translation says, let us show the truth by our actions. What are your plans for today? Realize it's Sunday. But what actions will you take today or tomorrow to accomplish your goals? If your answers are not specific, then they're not good. You need to be specific. Og Mandino, a former editor of Success Magazine and the author of a little great book called The Greatest Salesman in the World. Fabulous, fabulous book. Mandino once said, tomorrow is only found in the calendar of fools. Well, today is your day to become a finisher, to seize it, to mean it, to pray about it, to move from where you are to where God wants you to be and knows that you can be.
Carpe diem.
Carpe diem. Seize the day. That's exactly right. Hallelujah. Stay with us for a moment. I want to encourage you to join us tonight for Sunday Night Live. You'll be blessed. You'll be blessed tonight. That's all I'm going to say. You're going to be blessed tonight. You don't want to miss it. Hallelujah. And speaking of blessed, if you've been blessed by the teaching and the ministry, go to heraldhearing.com up at the top where it says sow a seed. Just ask God what seed to have you sow. He'd have you sow. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.